This is Dr. Schumacher dictating history and physics on a patient named Eloise Nicholson. First name Eloise, E-L-O-I-S-E, Nicholson, N-I-C-H-O-L-S-O-N. Date was March 3rd, 2022. Place was Mission Point of Flint. New paragraph patient profile, Mrs. Nicholson, the 91-year-old female who came here from Hurley. New paragraph chief complaint, shortness of breath. And she also had a cough with some phlegm, period. New paragraph history of present illness. Mrs. Nicholson, I was in the hospital from January 17th to January 18th in the CDU, and those are in capital letters, with diastolic heart failure exacerbation, period. She was discharged with instruction to increase her Lasix to 40 milligrams 3 times a week, period. She did well, but then became short of breath again, period. She denied orthopnea or paroxysmal nocturnal dyspnea, period. She had occasional cough, period. There were no chills, but she had significant edema, at least 2+, period. She was staying with her daughters, period. It's been a while since she's been walking, period. During this hospitalization, she was given IV Lasix, period. The phlegm has lessened and the dyspnea has lessened, period. She had generalized weakness on admission, period. Apart from exertion, there were no other aggravating or alleviating factors, period. However, Lasix improved in the hospital, period. She has osteoarthritis of the legs, which is mild and there's not much pain, period. She has hypertension, which is controlled, and she has history of atrial fibrillation, period. Heart rate is stable, there's no dizziness or palpitations, period. She has gastroesophageal reflux disease with some occasional heartburn, but that's not too bad right now, period. Records indicate she has a pacemaker, period. New paragraph, review of systems. Constitutional, denies feeling feverish, having chills. Eye, slightly decreased vision, but not bad with glasses. ENT, no sore throat, earache, or hoarseness, and she hears relatively well. Respiratory, currently there's no dyspnea, and there's only occasional cough now. No occasional sputum, no hemoptysis. Cardiovascular, no angina, dizziness, or palpitations. GI, no abdominal pain, vomiting, or bleeding, but she does report some constipation. GU, no dysuria or hematuria. Musculoskeletal, she has arthralgias of the knees. Heme, no excessive bruising or bleeding. Endocrine, no polyuria or polydipsia. Skin, no major rash or itch, period. She has had slight sacral or coccygeal wounds in the past, but there's scar tissue mostly now. New paragraph, past history is positive for diastolic heart failure, essential hypertension, chronic atrial fibrillation, unspecified, anemia, pneumonia, osteoarthritis, especially of the knees, pacemaker status, venous thrombosis, atrial fibrillation. At one point, she had incontinence of bowel. Now she feels constipated. New paragraph, family history. Her father had hypertension and stroke. Her mother had diabetes, mellitus, hypertension, and heart disease. New paragraph, social history. No smoking, no ethanol abuse, and she was staying with her daughters. New paragraph, medications. Warfarin 5 milligrams daily, Pepcid 20 milligrams twice a day, furosemide 40 milligrams 3 times a week, diltiazem CD 240 milligrams daily, spironolactone 25 milligrams daily. Allergies unknown. New paragraph examination. She's not acutely distressed. Temperature 37. Sorry, temperature 97.9. Pulse 66. Respiratory 16. Blood pressure 122 over 80. O2 saturation 98%. Head and neck. Pupils equal reactive light. Eyelids and conjunctiva normal. Oral mucosa normal, ears normal inspection, hearing was good. Neck supple, no palpable mass or thyromegaly, no nodes. Lungs, clear to percussion and auscultation without labored breathing. Cardiovascular, there's a pansystolic murmur throughout. No gallop. Edema is about 1+. No calf tenderness. New paragraph. Abdomen, mildly distended, soft, non-tender, no palpable organomegaly. Okay, CNS cranial is normal, sensation intact. Musculoskeletal, no acute joint inflammation or effusion, there's thickening of the knees, no cyanosis. Skin, there's a coccygeal ulcer. New epithelium and scarring. It did not appear severe. New paragraph. There's no ominous rash, rather major problems. New paragraph assessment and plan. One, Mrs. Nicholson has had diastolic heart failure, which is the acute phase, which has resolved, and she has chronic diastolic heart failure. And it will continue Lasix 40 milligrams PO Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And spironolactone 25 milligrams daily for this and hypertension period. She has atrial fibrillation, it will continue spironolactone 25 milligrams daily. She has atrial fibrillation, it will continue diltiazem CD 240 milligrams daily. And for anticoagulation, warfarin 5 milligrams daily period. We'll monitor PT and INR. New paragraph, she has a slight sacral wound, and they're applying barrier cream to the peri area and applying a foam pad, period. Apparently, she has gastroesophageal reflux disease, and I'll continue Pepcid 20 milligrams daily or twice a day. I think she is. I'll follow her at Mission Point, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating. End of dictation. Mm-hmm.